Ladies and gentlemen, this is the World Series of Politics, where Brendan Bussman and Brant Iden race through the turn on key legislative and regulatory developments around the gaming world. As these two come up to the green flag, let's get into this race for expansion and opportunity for the industry to grow until we hit the checkered flag on another episode of the World Series of Politics.
Welcome back to the World Series of Politics podcast. I'm your host, Brant Iden, along with my center, who can always snap the ball, Brendan Bussman. How are you?
The center that can always snap the ball. You know, I sit and look at all the football games.
There was a problem with that this weekend. I mean, these centers, the ball was going all over the place. They were missing field goals. They were making field goals.
I know. I was going to say, what a fitting thing off of that, but... You know, you can always count on me to deliver, you know?
You do. By the way, how are you holding up? I heard that this is the worst snow Las Vegas has seen in 100 years this week.
What do you mean by that? You know, we just can't count here.
Everything okay? Is everything all right?
Everything is fine. We just are a third world country that just doesn't know how to count. You know, it's just
every day.
Last week I'd wake up and be like, hey, we got another 55,000 votes in today. What?
You Where know, back when I was a kid, election day happened on one day and then that was it. It didn't seem to prolong into many other days that we're now, it's become kind of the norm now, you know,
I
was talking to someone about this yesterday and it just, election just sort of carries on now for a prolonged period of time. So
it's like a month. It's like Festivus for the rest of us.
It's election month now. It's election month. Well, speaking of, this is the download show. I mean, we have a majority of the results in from across the country. Right. In terms of gaming, we know where things are going to go. We believe we have some idea in terms of next year. So let's jump right in. I mean, let's talk about it. Missouri. I mean, 7,500 votes. I mean, unbelievable. I'll be the first to admit, probably not what I expected. I mean, I knew that this was going to be close. I knew it was tough all the way through, but there we go. We have, so 2024, we'll now see the District of Columbia with mobile sports betting. And of course, a big victory in Minnesota. I'm talking about your state, Missouri. And then obviously a launch in 2025, hopefully. What do you think?
Well, you know, and I didn't know the vote total was back up to 75 because the last vote total I showed was at 4,400. So talk about razor thin out of 3 million votes of passing by, you know, at best.
And maybe I missed that, by the way. Maybe it is down to 4,400 now. When I saw it about 48 hours ago, it was 7,500. So maybe I'm off on that.
Well, and mine's about in that time. There might have been an update because, as with every election in this country, we just can't post stuff right. And you and I went back and forth that night on election night going, are you going to call it? You're going to call it. I remember at one point you said it was 54-46 and now it's 50.4 to 49.6. if that along
That's right.
the way, you know, but, you know, obviously, you know, we got over the hump in the state of Missouri. And yes, that'll be one of the last times I try to use that, although it's the joke that never stops. Especially being from Nebraska, because we always mock them. But, you know, I think it's one of those that hopefully we can get this up and going in 25. I still hear rumblings, you know, in the background. There may be a legal challenge to this. And obviously, you know, there are some things, whether that be from the VGT guys or interpretation of how it will be enacted. So, you know, are we in the clear? I think so, but depends on what that clear looks like.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when you get something this close, there's always a recount possibility. There's always legal challenges. I mean, I'm with you. I sort of have a tendency to think that this one's going to stand, even if it, let's say it's 4,400 because my count was off because I haven't looked in 48 hours. That's a lot to overturn. I mean, at the end of the day, having been involved in some of these recounts before back in Michigan, it's maybe 3 to 5 votes. You're not overturning 4,000.
You're getting 100 here, maybe 200 max when you're doing that. But,
maybe.
You know, it's very tough to do that margin. unless you live in the state of Nevada where you just ballot dump on the mailbox and go, hey, we got another 55,000 to count
You just
today.
say ballots just show up in Nevada. I don't even know where they come from. They just
Yeah,
show
you
up.
get a
But so
ballot,
here's
you get a ballot, everybody gets a
yeah,
ballot.
you get a ballot. You get a ballot. So, but let me ask you this. So here's and you know, you and I went back and forth on this. So sports betting passes, and yet the retail casino, Lake of the Ozarks, loses, right? And so, I mean, how do you square that circle up? I mean, what does that
Well,
look like?
and this is where, you know, you can view a little bit, but the problem is they don't do exit polling on these initiatives along the way. They only do it on the big issues.
Right.
But, you know, you saw in the campaign the differentiation between the two, going, hey, we're not about, you know, we'll actually fund education as the Ozarks thing said, as opposed to the other. So they saw something in the polling along the way. And obviously we know that the negative side of the sports betting dropped off about 2.5, 3 weeks out, and pulled all their stuff. But, you know, there's when you have competing issues, you sort of like which one does which. But obviously, there's a big gap between, you know, ballot initiative 2 and ballot initiative 5 there, that
That's
clearly
true.
there was either some lack of education or there was I didn't like X because of this.
Or
And that
potentially
goes
voter
to
fall
a host
off.
of
I
that.
mean, you
What?
just or voter fall off in some cases.
Yeah.
You get voters that just don't complete the entirety of the ballot because, like you say, I mean, traditionally, whenever there's competing ballot initiatives, although these were not directly competing, they both
Yeah.
fail. These were both
Yeah.
sort of gaming related. And, you know, I mean, I think so. It'll be at the end of the day, and I will say this, the initiative itself, I think, is good for the industry. It's a favorable tax rate. It's a very pro-competitive marketplace. And I think that this is going to be a great market when it launches. And we're now, of course, it's been reported on X and other places that Missouri will likely launch sometime middle of the year next year, obviously subject to a lot of, you know, we still got to certify these ballot initiatives. It's still got to
Yep.
go into
Yep,
effect,
yep, yep.
regulations have got to come into place. But I think we could potentially see a launch sometime, baseball season next year.
I would say baseball is sort of where I have my mind. Obviously, you know, from an overall perspective, you'd love to see it before March Madness starts. And
Of
there is
course.
enough time to do that along the way because, I mean, I think back to, you know, when you've had this propped up, the fastest I think anybody's done it is either Arizona or Iowa at 90 some days. So it's doable. It's just a matter of, you know, do they have the will to get that done in the state of Missouri? And is the gaming commission ready? Because in the case of Arizona and Iowa, they were ready to go. And, you know, knowing this came down to a few thousand votes, the commission may not be in a place to do that right out of the gate.
That's a good point. But I did see, and you know, because he's such a good friend of yours, I saw the quote from former Senator Denny Hoskins, of course, saying that he looks forward to betting on the Super Bowl. And so I'm certain now that you're going to be able to call him and talk about and commiserate in the Super Bowl. I think you're looking
Yeah,
forward.
I know the Hoskins hijack and I get along so well.
Your buddy. Well, hey, let's talk about, obviously we talked about on the last show, we had a number of these ballot initiatives. Let's talk about Arkansas. I mean, did it surprise you, Arkansas? It didn't to me, but I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, you know, I will say the margin surprised me a little bit. And I say that from the standpoint of everybody I talked to down there was saying, hey, this is 50-50, it can go either way, so on and so forth. The margin was a little bit surprising to me. The after results of the lawsuit that was filed Friday did not surprise me. You know, and I think the bigger question, and obviously we have to see how this plays out, we have to see what happens, you know, but here's a license that, you know, the voters initially approved in 2018. Here we're sitting here 6 years later. You know, will Polk County ever have a casino? And that becomes probably the biggest question along the way because, you know, this is a battle of two companies saying, no, I want it, no, I want it, no, I want it. And it goes back and forth. It's like one of your pickleball matches along the way here. But, you know, it's one of those going, I don't know how this ever ends because it's just going to be a vicious circle until somebody just says, oh, screw it. You can take it, but you know, we'll see if they can get that you know injunction in before Wednesday the 13th. But
Is that the
otherwise, you know,
deadline? I wasn't aware. Is the deadline the 13th?
that's when it would go into play. along the way. So you got to sit there and say, okay, time is of the essence. What does that look like? So, you know, I think we'll know what that may look like in the future. But at this point, then it just starts the whole cycle over. And obviously, you know, we've talked about Arkansas in general off of this with some of the stuff that's been going on with iGaming and Saracen, you know, driving that with regard to NIL.
Right.
It's a very dynamic market from the standpoint of there's a lot of talk going on. And obviously, you know, there's definitely wanting to be movement in a host of different ways. I just don't know how it ends.
You know, that's interesting. I appreciate the perspective. My take on that was I actually thought the ballot question was very oddly worded.
Oh, it was. It was
I mean,
completely.
because if I were now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but a no vote was actually in support of
Yes.
the locals being able to build the casino, right? That was it.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the
You
trickiness of
wanted
the
to vote no
language?
if you wanted to keep Cherokee, but you wanted to vote yes if you wanted to get rid of them.
Yeah, correct. And so I think, and it's always these sorts of things where you look at these ballot initiatives, and it's like, as an average voter who doesn't follow it nearly as closely as we do, and even me, even I just screwed it up right then and there when I was thinking that the no vote, right? It's like
Yeah.
you got to reread these things 10 times, and if you don't understand what the hell you're voting for, you either skip it or you just, but you typically you just skip it. I mean, that's you vote no or you
No.
just skip it, but.
And we've had long debates over where things should be on the ballot, where they should not, when they should, when they shouldn't.
Right.
And, you know, I'm a very much, if it's always been approved on the ballot, it should continually be approved on the ballot.
You are
But
very,
I
you
will,
are, you are a constitutionalist in that
I
vein.
am a constitution, but I will tell you this, and I say this across the way, doing gaming through the initiative process and bringing it up that way is more than likely the most challenging thing you can do, because in most of these cases, it's single subject and you can't do what you need to do and it never becomes perfect. So the best
That's
way
true.
still is if you got to approve it on the ballot, take it through the legislature, get it in the package you want, and then present it to the voters. Because otherwise, and I guarantee something will happen with this, depending on what happens with sports betting back to Missouri, they're going to have to do some cleanup language in there. I've seen it happen in every other state that does it this way.
That's true. And even that was a very long initiative. I mean, that took
Oh,
up
yeah.
probably the back page of the ballot, I would assume. But,
Yeah.
well, let's jump. Let's Virginia. We are going to see a new casino in Virginia. I mean, you know,
Yes, yes.
obviously
After
that
two.
overwhelmingly passed, in my opinion. And I think we're, you know.
It wasn't a surprise it passed, you know, and I say that knowing that Richmond, you know, it's sister down the road, if whatever you want to call it, to Petersburg. They rejected it twice, not once, but twice.
Right, right.
In some of, you know, the worst ballot campaigns I've ever seen. I remember, you know, when they lost the first time, they said, "Oh, we lost it in a red wave." I'm like, but the county was the only one that was blue in the entire state, so it didn't make sense. So, you know, I think the question then is, you know, Cornish that has that license. Along the way, and is spending $1.4 billion down there, which is an exorbitant amount.
Yeah.
And we'll have to see how that goes. And, you know, Virginia is a very dynamic market as it is anyway, because you still have looming out there the skill-based games. And you also just saw Rosie's that just opened up a facility in between Richmond and D.C. in there. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, it wasn't a surprise. And I mean, it was basically 80-20 on the outcome. And that's sort of what I expected and what everybody told me, because, you know, I think most people down there just were like, hey, give us a chance and we're going to do it. So that's what the voters decided.
Well, I agree with that. That was my takeaway as well. Obviously, that community, I think, could use the economic development. It's something that I think the community embraced and they were looking forward to. Obviously, a lot of jobs being created there. And as you mentioned, interesting dynamic times going into Virginia. As we go into next session in 2025, I think we're going to see a further debate on skill games, potentially a new debate on iGaming, and now construction of a new casino, of course, with a company that hasn't necessarily embraced iGaming as well. I've been very public about that. So
Yeah.
I think when we get into 2025, the legislative fights we may see in Virginia could make for a lot of interesting media coverage. And we're probably going to be talking about that on the show, I imagine.
I think we'll be talking a lot about Virginia, and I don't think that covers the whole gamut, but I always find it interesting of, you know, what's good for some companies in Pennsylvania isn't good for other companies in Maryland and Virginia. Same
Oh, that's a
company.
whole nother conversation. Don't take me down that road. Whole nother conversation.
I'm
But I
queued
got it.
up.
But
I'm ready to
geographically,
go.
because I'm in Virginia, I do have to talk about DC. I think we would be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about the
Have
election
to.
results in DC. And, we talked about this before we jumped out and recorded the show. We said, what does this look like? And you asked me the question. You said, Brent, what do you really think the change in DC may bring? And here's my assessment on it, right? I mean, we're obviously going to see Republican Senate control. I think that the way things are trending now this morning, I saw that the Republicans are 4 seats away from retaining the House. Of course, we're in election month, so we may not know for another couple of weeks. But the reality of it is
We'll
that
get
that
back to
is
you in January.
that's right. Well, it's increasingly looking like the Republicans will retain control in the House. And I think what that means is that some of these bills that we have seen, especially in the Senate, as it relates to gaming from Senator Blumenthal, obviously he will no longer be chairing his committee anymore. And I think that that means that new priorities come about. Anytime you get a new legislative body in there, it doesn't matter which side of the aisle it is. In my opinion, it's the reset button. I think the new administration, Republicans, have probably got a lot of changes that they want to bring, a lot of things they want to talk about. And I just don't think gaming is going to be high on their list, frankly. So, what does this mean? Potentially nothing, or potentially that I think maybe at the end of the day, this Blumenthal things and these things we've talked about at the federal level likely go away for at least a while the Republicans focus on their agenda that they promised in the elections. I don't know, just my take, but I don't know.
I would concur with you that and obviously I know you brought this up earlier from a constitutionalist standpoint. Maybe now somebody can give Blumenthal and Tonko a copy of the Constitution as opposed to
I
what
was
they
waiting
wrote
for
in a
that.
bill.
Did I tee
Yeah,
that up properly?
you
You
tee
just
that
cranked
you
that
tee
out
that
of the, I put the
perfectly.
ball right on a tee for you, so you could just crank it right out of the park.
I know. But the one thing I want to say is I'll concur with you off the whole federal election bit. But I also want to remind you about a conversation we had about a month ago during G2E. And that was at a dinner during G2E. And you said, no way in hell this election's going to turn out the way you just said it was. What happened?
Well, you were right, and you had to get me on record with that, didn't you?
I
You had to
had
get me on
to.
record. You had to get me on record with that. Well, there we are. We've wrapped up the election preview. I will tease this because I am headed out the door to work on some priority things that have popped up. But obviously, as you know, we've discussed, Brendan, as of today, new legislation has been introduced in the special session in Louisiana to increase the tax rate on the industry to 51%. For online sports betting, obviously, this is something we're going to be following very closely over the course of the next couple of weeks as a special session unfolds. But that is going to take my that that has taken me out the door today as I have to work. I have to get back to my day job. So thanks again for joining us on another episode of the World Series of Politics podcast with Brian Eyden and Brendan Bussman.
See you next time.
You've been listening to the World Series of Politics podcast with Brendan Bussman and Brent Eyden. We'll be back at the starting line very soon. This has been an IGB production. For the latest news, views, analysis, and data on the global gaming industry, head to igamingbusiness.com.